Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to tonight's call. This is going to be different from our standard call in some ways. Our concentration tonight is going to be praying for Tim Turner. This is not just a Republic call. We are praying for a brother in the Lord who has been unrighteously persecuted and prosecuted. He is a spirit-filled believer. He is a man that walks with the host of heaven, and we're going to pray to undergird them tonight as he goes forward. And Rockwell and several others, John Rockwell and several others, are going out to Alabama for this portion of the trial, which takes place Wednesday, to my understanding. Now, Janine will tune in just a minute and give us a little bit more information and others as we go through, but we're going to concentrate on praying for Tim. Those of you, John just joined us, those of you that know him, he's an honorable man, a man with a heart, and he birthed a plan to save a nation. And not many people can say that. He did it at extreme cost to himself and his family. And what they've actually prosecuted him on has nothing to do with it. But he's more or less being a political prisoner than actual prisoner. The charges against him are fictitious and erroneous, in my opinion, from what I've read. And there's no victims. There's no one was injured. No harm was done. And a university professor even said he did nothing illegal. So it was a headhunting situation, and the administrative system has him in their courts. So we're going to be listing him up tonight. I'll be calling on everybody to lift up just even a little prayer. Those of you that don't know him, that have joined or come in to this call, because we are more than just a Republic call. We're a call that represents the nation in prayer. There are Republicans that come on this. There's Tea Party members that come on this call, men and women from all walks of life. There's prophets, intercessors, from all around the nation. So we're going to call on people, and those that intercede and those that prophesy, we'll ask them to do so and keep it a little shorter tonight so we can get everybody to pray for Tim Turner. And in that, we will break that yoke of bondage. So let me open in prayer to begin with. Father, you are Yahweh. You are Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You are the creator of all things, and through all things, you hold the universe and us in your hand. Lord, by the power of your word and the word of your power, we ask this night that you would give us revelation, knowledge, insight, discernment as to what needs to be prayed, how it needs to be prayed, what needs to be loosed, what needs to be bound, what angels need to be dispatched, and what direction needs to be taken. That revelation, wisdom, discernment, and understanding from thy throne of grace would come forth in this matter, that your servant Tim Turner would be set free, and that your glory would be manifest and magnified. So, Lord, we just come before you this night as servants of the Most High, recognizing the injustice, lack of justice that's being done in this nation today, and interceding on behalf of a dear brother in the Lord, a man that loves you greatly, a man that walks with angels, Lord, that we can undergird the work that's being done, and that we can see the hand of you move mightily, that this situation will be changed for thy glory in Yeshua Jesus' name. Amen. Janine, if you would like, would you give us what updates you feel that you have freedom to give?
Okay. For those of you that Tim was arrested last September on charges that have nothing to do with restoring our republic. They had to do with things that he was teaching prior to that. They've had a couple of year investigation. And they are, all along the way, they have prohibited him from defending himself, denying him, putting over 200,000 pieces of paper discovery in his lab, you know, a week prior to the trial. And I know that the people that have looked at this information, now the trial's over and we have access to it, it would have taken a whole team of people several months to go through everything. And he was denied that ability. He was denied other things along the way. So they are not only prosecuting, but they're persecuting this good man. And so now they were originally asking for 164 years in jail for a man that caused no harm to another person, who dedicated his life to helping other people. But we are at the sentencing phase. I don't know what the final number is that the prosecutors are going to ask the judge for. The judge has some leeway. He can, you know, there's a scale. He can sentence on the high end or the low end or somewhere in between. We've asked people in the Republic to send letters to the judge on behalf of Tim Turner asking for leniency, especially those of us that have firsthand knowledge of the good work that he has done across the country. So now we're waiting, and we are hoping that all of you will come together and concentrate your prayers. I know that he wrote a letter to one in our group that they received last week, and he said, "Don't pray for me. Pray that God's will be done." And that's the kind of man he is. No matter what, if God's plan is for him to be in jail, he will accept that. Naturally, he doesn't want to, but he would accept that. And his main concern is that we do the will and of God. So selfishly, though, there's those of us out here we'll pray for God's will to be done, that's for sure, but we sure do want him to be released. I don't have much more information on that other than Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock Central is when the sentencing hearing starts, and we're just biting our nails until then. And thank you, Wade. I yield.
All right. John Rockwell, I see you made it on. I know you've been traveling today, but since you're going out there, do you have any input or comment you'd like to make, and then have you open or first be the first person to pray?
Well, I arrived safely, and tell me if I've got things quite different here than I do at home. Are things coming through clear enough?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I've got here traveling without a hitch. So tomorrow, just to kind of go down to the courthouse and see where things go, find out where the room is at and find out the situation there. And then a couple other people are going to testify for the president. I'm going to meet with them tomorrow. And then, as Janine said, Wednesday at 10 o'clock is the time. And over the weekend, as I was having my alone time, God told me that I'm about to go into lockdown. And in that, I prayed that that those lions will have their mouths, and that when we're done testifying and when everything's done, and our president is free. That's my selfish wish. But again, like the president said, God's will. But my thought in on that is that once he is removed from that situation, we're going to eat each other alive as far as what things do with their prey. So that's the word I have, and the prayer that I have is kind of spoken already, that my prayer is that the president would be released, that I'll be able to work with him on Wednesday night with other people and hopefully his family. if that's your will, Lord. Again, the president is happy with any situation that you put in front of him. I would say he's a stronger man than I am, but, you know, going to lines, then maybe that says something too. I don't know. But be with the president as he speaks. Be with myself and others that are going to testify that the words that we speak will be your words, and that your will be done in that courtroom as it is in heaven. And appreciate your giving me safe travels and protecting me with your angels. I can feel them about me. I'll definitely feel them when I'm in the court, I'm sure, because I'll need them along with everybody else. But just thanks for the safety and support our president. Thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus. And it's his name I pray. Amen.
Amen. John, I'm going to ask you to go one step further. I want you to take a little different stance. You know, I have taught, preached about positional authority for some time, and there's going to be people that are part of the legislative body that you oversee. I want you to take a positional stance now. In your position as in the Senate, and I want you to take that authority that's been given you, representing the nation, and address it into the heavenlies. You feel you can do that okay? Yeah.
I will give it my best shot. Lord, I praise you for putting me in the position that I have. I feel very inadequate at times, and I even feel more inadequate now, but you have given me that authority, and you have placed me here for a reason, and I take that authority and offer myself and the president in the heavenlies, and we're your servants, teach me how to do that. Sometimes I don't understand full what it is that I need to do, but you always see me through. You always give me the wherewithal to do what I need to do, and I really understand that it's not me, it's you working through me. So I command the evil spirits that are going to be in that courthouse, I demand that they close their mouths and do no harm to our president, myself, and Viv Gwynn, and I believe Pete Moak is going to be there as well. Let our light shine there. Let it show through the darkness that it's going to be there. I understand other people that have gone before say it's a dark place, and I can just imagine that you did it all. You are victim, and I give you all power and authority to do what you need to do and to be all over. And I can't find any more ways, so I will leave it at that. And I'm hoping that other people will pray over me and the president in the course of tonight. But again, I thank you for Jesus. In his name I pray.
Amen. 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 All right, I'm going to do a snippet instruction here for everybody. Everyone that is coming on this call has authority. Some of you are congressmen. Some of you are senators. Some are in legislation in different areas. Some might be justices. Some are just, you know, intercessors. And every person has a sphere of influence. So let's just say you're a congressman. You represent the congressman of this nation. So take authority in that position. If you're a senator, do the same. I'm going to call on Brett LaRue next, and he has a positional authority over, you know, the major governing body in this nation. Even though we might not be in office spiritually, we have that position because God put us there. And as I close tonight, I'm going to take a strong stance on this that, you know, I'm going to be dealing with angels and warfare and others. And there's going to be people here tonight, like I said, that don't even know who he is. But, Tim, you know, James Timothy Turner is a righteous man as far as men are concerned. But the Lord says none are righteous, but at the same time, he walked in righteousness. So we have authority, we have a place that we can stand. So, you know, take it. Do not be timid. Do not be afraid. We're going to back you up. We're all going to be praying towards the end here and doing a couple things different as the Spirit of the Lord leads. So, Brett, would you be the next person, please?
Yes, I will. Can you hear me okay, Wade?
Yes, you're doing great.
Very good. Thank you, brother. I'm just going to, Father, we give you all praise, all honor, all glory. You are, as Wade said, that you are the Holy One, the only true God. And your Son Jesus is your only begotten Son. He is our Lord. He is the head of the church. He is the high priest and our mediator. And Father, we are bearing witness tonight, confessing things over this situation in our personal capacities as your children and also in our various capacities in public service. And Father, throughout time, your history has shown through different nations, Father, that you judge the nations by the leaders. And Father, you have brought forward, as Wade has said, people for this time in our various capacities with the skills and the background and the experience that you've given each of us to bear testimony, Father, and to act as vessels for you to work through, just as you work through Jesus. And that's the reason we can give you all praise, all honor, all glory, because it is not we that do the works, Father, but it is you doing the works through us, or Jesus working through us by the power of the Holy Ghost and, as Wade said, the word of your power. Father, your word is law. There is nothing that is outside of your understanding. These things have been carefully orchestrated, Father, and Solomon said that there's nothing new under the sun. Father, these things that we're going through now have happened before. Father, this is just another evolution of it as we draw closer to your Son coming back to redeem your people. And Father, we don't know all that there is to know, but you do. And Father, we know that our president has been incarcerated and that there were people within the Republic, Father, that bore witness against him to put him in prison. There was a purposeful political attack to try to undermine the Republic. And so for the benefit of all of those on this call, Father, we are giving you the praise because, Father, Tim has been faithful for you in carrying forward all that you purposed through him to happen. And, Father, so we know that this is a purposeful act. And, Father, we have prophecy that happened a year ago. Father, that this is just like there's many moving parts, but this is like the people of Israel before Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh is going to pronounce the judgment on the corporation. He is the spokesman. This judge is the spokesman for the country, for the corporation, put it like that. Father Tim, in his testimony before the court, said that there's two trials going on now. One in the heavenlies, which he has already been exonerated, and one here on earth. And Father, this judge is going to pronounce the sentence that's going to come on them, Father, because your word says that a man reaps what he sows. And in the capacity that he's acting for the corporation, he is pronouncing judgment. So by his hand, the judgment is going to come on the corporation. And Father, that is what we are believing for. And Father, it is significant that John Rockwell is now there and that Pete is going to be there again. Because in the first trial, there were people from most of the parts of the government. And tonight on this call, we have our chaplain and we have our Secretary of State. But Father, you're completing the circle so that we can bear testimony and that we can come before you, Father, and confess before you and before this country and over this country judgment that's about to come at their own hand. If they continue to treat our president treacherously, as they have. So, Father, we do pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that your will be done. Father, we already know that our president is going to be set free. We don't know the time or the place. But, Father, we know that he is going to be set free. We know, Father, that this is not a trial for Tim. It is a trial for corporation. For the government that has been, or for this corporation that's been posing as a government in our land, as Wade said, has been treating the people unrighteously. Father, we have been enslaved by this corporation that has usurped its place and usurped its authority before the people of this nation. Never designed to be this way. The Congress is the representatives of the people, and the people in this land have all authority. We have all authority, Father, because you gave it to us from the beginning. Father, you gave us dominion, which is sovereign authority, and we have responsibility to act. And Father, we now act in our personal and in our public capacity, Father, on behalf of Tim Turner and on behalf of our government and states and the nation as a whole, Father, in our various capacities. Some of us are governors and some of us are senators and some of us are representatives. We have our chaplain, our secretary of state. We have various administrative people all acting in our capacity, Father. And we speak, Father, with the authority that you gave us because you created this and you gave us the times and the places that we should be. And so, Father, we do have authority to speak. And, Father, we proclaim and we declare and we decree, Father, that justice be done. That from this moment forward, Father, that this country be set free in the name of Jesus. That we be returned to the Republican form of government, Father, that you established through our founders many years ago. That it's a righteous government. It's a government that's made by your design, Father, where the people answer to you and the government answers to the people. Father, let us return to that small, very specific, limited, delegated authority for the government. Father, that the government become a part of our life, not the central focus of our life because of the vile acts that it's committed against the people. Father, let it become the servant of the people again, Father, so that we have a land where we can flourish as we did once before, Father. You blessed this country. And Father, Tim and Acting President Geiger have called us over and over and over to stand. Father, well, let us stand. Let us be obedient to that. Let us understand the word, stand. Let us be still and know that you are God, Father. Let us watch you perform miracle after miracle to return our country to its former place. Father, because we are about to enter into your rest. And Father, we can't enter into that rest unless we stand and let you lead us. Father, it is all done. It's already been decided how it's going to go. Father, it's just going to be this final part. The corporation has to declare the sentence against its people and those that
this
would
follow
it.
This service is provided by freeconferencing.com. Please enter your access code followed by the pound.
Sorry about that. Before that sentence has to be declared.
I don't know where this is coming from. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Wade.
The devil.
Yep.
It's the devil.
Well,
Janine. I was trying to patch that call in. I won't bother with it. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No worries. And Father, we bind the enemy from this point forward in the call, Father, from interfering in our affairs here. Father, we loose the angels of heaven, Father, your warring angels, your ministering spirits, Father, to keep us in all of our ways and to protect us, to protect him, to protect John and the other witnesses that are there in court. Father, that your will be done, that, Father, it will be a marvelous thing for us to behold. And again, let no one be discouraged, Father, for the appearance of what's going on. I believe that Tim has always known what was going to happen, Father, and that he just couldn't say, which is why he's just been asking us to stand. Father, because you have it in hand. You have always had it in hand. And, Father, for that reason, we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Jesus, your Son, has all power and all authority, not the corporation, not the enemies, not the powers, the principalities. No one but Jesus has the power. And, Father, by the name that you have given him, the name above all names, Father, he has given us the authority to speak through his name and, Father, to ask you for things. And it says that when we are in agreement, that you will do it for us. Father, it is not by our hand, by our works, by our might, but by you, Father, by your spirit, by the power of your word, the word of your power, as Wade said. And, Father, we're so grateful for bringing us all together in corporate prayer, Father, because that is where our power is. This is the weapon that we can fight with. This is the authority that we have in you, Father, to tear down strongholds, to tear down the powers and principalities, to bind the enemy, and to loose all that is good, Father, that you have purposed for us. Father, we thank you. And again, as the chair of the Senate, the upper house, the highest part of the government in the Republican form of government, Father, we put the government on the shoulders of Jesus, your Son. Father, that your will be done in this case, and that the blessings that you have for us and the favor that you have for us, Father, will be poured out on this nation. That judgment, to the extent that it can be averted, Father, you already have that in hand. You already know how it's going to go. But, Father, we pray for our enemies, that we may be found to be your children. Father, that none would be lost, and that as many as possible can be saved. And we thank you, Father, for the opportunity, for everybody that's on the call, Father, for their hearts to be here. Father, we thank you for all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Powerful. Powerful, powerful word. Glory to God. You know, I'm going to give a couple things just real quick in between key people. This is the word that came out from Raz Robinson this morning, and it just lines up exactly where we are. The American government is recording information about its citizens one line at a time. Here a little, there a little. Citizens are being treated as if they are enemies, which we see right here. Surveillance of their work, play, and worship are being scrutinized. You know, and we're seeing this. We're absolutely seeing this continually. Private data about our cars, our houses, our property, what we do, who we talk to, where we go, is being traced. Isaiah's prophecies guided and guarded God's people, including you, each and every person on this call, in times past, and he's not going to stop. When the Eurasians were defeating Israel so badly, the Lord told the prophet of his plan he would bring confusion in the enemy's camp, and that confusion would be first to cause them to stumble and fall and be trapped and captured. Let us today speak as prophets of God for his plans, so that the Lord will spell out a message for them again, one line at a time, here and there, and they will stumble and fall. They will fall into their own traps and be captured. Because we're in a time, we're in a season where if we do not take a stand, if we just meekly stand back, then we continually will be defeated. And God raised us up to be mighty men and women, and strong in the Word and strong in the Lord. Now, Johnny Inlow, who I know, who wrote the books, The Seven Mountain Prophecies, Johnny, many times, there's a word today that's out, and he's calling the men and women of God to be gladiators. Now, most of us, you think of a gladiator, you think of a mighty warrior. And it's interesting because what he's saying is that I'm asking for you to be joyful. I'm asking for my army to arise again, and I'm asking you to carry a contagious, glad spirit. That is the type of gladiator I'm looking for this day. Your moral enemy is hopelessness, anxiety, fear. And the Lord's saying, don't be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious about this thing for Tim. Do not walk into that courtroom, any of you that are going there with fear in your heart, but be gladiators. For the treasure that is hidden in the field of the nations is in your heart. In turn, you will discover what hidden treasures are there, and he will raise you up to be a light in the darkness. He's going to use each and every one of you and us as we pray. And I'm asking for a fast. I'm asking that you give up at least one meal, if not everything, on Wednesday. Maybe it should begin Tuesday night. You fast your evening meal and then breakfast and lunch, and spend those times in prayer. Ask the Lord to honor your prayer, and to undergird Tim, to send forth hosts of heaven, the angels, to be in that courtroom. And the Lord gave me a vision today, and I want to share that vision real quick, and then we're going to keep on calling on people to pray. The Lord gave me a vision of angels. Now, David Pendleton is on the line tonight, and David is blessed to be living in a place where there's a portal. And we've been teaching in our church on portals around the world, and there are many places there are portals where angels ascend and descend today, just like Jacob saw, what we call Jacob's ladder. It was a stairway. The song written Stairway to Heaven that was used for demonic was actually talking about that. There's a stairway. The angels come down and go up. It wasn't like a ladder, but he didn't know what else to call it. And there are stairways where angels are descending and ascending. And the Lord showed me a vision as I was praying today after Janine and I talked. I told her I was going to enter into prayer, and I did. And the Lord showed me a courtroom lined with angels. There were myriads of angels outside and around the courtroom. And I'm going to pray something very bold, because I saw this in the spirit, that an angel, multiple angels, were in the judge's quarters in his office and manifest in front of him and told him to judge in righteousness because he would be judged as he was about to judge. And his fate was in his own hands, just as Brett and others are saying. I'm just saying a little different. That literally his fate, the fate of his family and his soul and his spirit and his life, he was putting in his hands this day coming up, and that the angels were going to actually warn him. So I'm going to lift that up right now. Father, you've given me a vision, and you've given me a sign that this would be an opportunity for angels to manifest, because they are coming into the nation, into the world, in legions. The multitudes are here. The hosts of heaven are here. People are seeing them, sensing them, talking with them, ministering with them. We don't come to worship them. We come to call upon them. Lord, we come to undergird them in the name and the authority and the blood of Jesus, that they will be undergirded if they've been in great warfare, battling for the situation, the salvation of our nation, the souls of our nation, but also for those that have been persecuted unrighteously, that, Lord, that your host of heaven would go forth with your Holy Spirit and open up a highway and a byway that will be in that courtroom. Lord, we do not know at this time. I've not gotten a word on what the outcome is going to be, other than the fact that you said in this vision that as the judge judged in unrighteousness, he would be judged in righteousness. And all that he'd done would be counted upon his head. So, Lord, I ask that an angel manifest, a warring angel, a sword-bearing angel, a winged angel, manifest to this man and warn him that he better judge in righteousness. The charges against him, Timothy Turner, are erroneous. It's been told over and over again. There was no harm. There was no injured party. It is a political lynching is what they're trying to do to get him out of the way. This is the way they decided to do it. So, Lord, you deal with them. You bring about righteousness. You bring about, Lord God, holiness in this place. Let everyone be prayed up. Let those that are going to the courtroom be prayed up. And let the judge walk in reverent fear because of the revelation of the angelic host that will manifest before him. Lord, I come, and Monty and I are both strong about this. We come in agreement all the time. We bind, blind, make deaf, dumb, mute every power and principality and ruler of wickedness that will come against this proceedings, against Tim Turner, against righteousness, against holiness, against the men of God and the women of God that will come out there to stand. Lord, we call forth for your presence, your power, your blood, your anointing, and your authority to be broken forth in such a way that the heavens and earth shall shake and tremble. Lord, that it would be like an earthquake in the place. Lord, that the captives would be set free, like Peter and Paul and many others in the past, Lord God, who have been in the midst of a shaking. Let a shaking fall upon this place. And let the prosecutors and let the judge have reverent fear because of the angelic host. Give them eyes to see. Let them see the host of heaven encompassing around James Timothy Turner. Lord, according to your word back in 2 Kings, so the Sumerian king sent forth horses and chariots and a great army, and by night they surrounded the city. And when the servants of the man of God rose early and went out, behold, an army of horses and chariots was around the city. And Elijah's servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" And Elisha answered, "Fear not, for those with us are more than those against us." And the Lord, and he prayed unto the Lord, and he says, "Lord, I pray unto you, open the eyes of your servant, And the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and he saw, and behold, a mountain was full of horses and chariots and fire around Elijah. So, Lord, we just ask that you would blind the eyes of the enemy, put to flight the enemy's camp, bring fear and intimidation in the enemy's camp, sit them running, let everyone see the army of the Lord that is there and the angelic host and those that pray, and bring forth a shaking. Shake the place, Lord God. Let them see and know and understand that they are the ones being judged, that your glory would be manifest, that you would show up, Lord God. You've told us that we have come to a place in this work, in this nation, where we have stepped back because we got caught up. And many fell aside for different reasons, Lord God. But in the beginning, we walked in righteousness with no fear. So, Lord, I am asking that you would once again raise up that righteousness, that fellowship, that we can go out. For, Lord, you have brought us about. You've brought us to this place. You've brought us into this place on the holy mountain. Then you said that no one will follow a stranger because they will hear your voice. And those that call on him that are not you, they will run away because it's a stranger's voice. Many times we battle against not knowing the voice of the Lord. So, Lord, the battle is not ours. It's in our minds where the enemy tries to come in. He tries to short-circuit our thoughts, our consciousness, our emotions, our imaginations. And you are saying this day, Lord God, that you're willing to speak up through every man and woman who is willing to be there, who's willing to stand strong, that you're going to bring forth a guidance that when they have time to speak, they will not have to have notes, they will not have to remember anything. They're going to open their mouths, and you're going to speak through them from the word that is in their heart. And you will bring them remembrance, the word that needs to be spoken, that the power of guidance and correction and encouragement and comfort and might will come forth, that just as I've said and Brett said, it's not only the power of your word, it's the word of your power that created everything. So, Lord, I'm asked for a creative word to go forth, and your voice will shout out. You say, who will I send? Well, you've already sent John and others out there. You're going to send many. So, Lord, let us all say, here am I, send me, that we would be in unity according to Isaiah 6:8, that we would meditate upon your word and listen to your voice and in prayer and intercession on behalf of our brothers and sisters, not only Tim that's being persecuted, but others that are being persecuted. But he is the focal point right now, Lord. So we just ask that you get everyone the word to speak, that they would be undergirded in strength and wisdom and discernment and stand in might and power for thy glory and thy might in Yeshua Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thanks,
Jesus. Amen. Ken Shankle. Amen. Ken, unmute yourself and come in here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's wonderful to be in the body of Christ here. It's most definitely a blessing to be associated with all these people, especially Tim Turner, being in his position right now. Lord, the only thing I see Tim being guilty of is the same thing possibly Jay Jones is guilty of, and that's telling bad jokes. And, you know, I'll condemn him for that myself. We came together, this group of prayer warriors, and bound together for Jay Jones some time back. And we were all in agreement that your miraculous hand would be over that man, and that Satan would not take his life, that he would be restored. And Saturday I gave that man a hug, and he's back to telling bad jokes again. And so we know that you're going to do the same thing for our brother Tim Turner, because we have already come together in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and we have agreed that he would be set free. And I know, Lord, from your word, that your will is that all things that are right, all things that are true, all things that are just, everything that is worthy of praise are the things that Tim Turner has done. And these are the things that you want for each and every one of us to participate in. And it is by our agreement, by the blood that has been shed for each and every one of us, that this is going to be the case with Tim whenever he comes before a man once again. He's been found guilty for nothing. Guilty of nothing and given 160. You gave us 120 years. These people are giving us even more time. We have eternity with you. And Lord, there's a work that's been started in Tim. And although, like many of the rest of us, he may have been misguided along the way. He may have listened to the wrong people along the way. But we serve you, Lord. And you are our Lord, and you are our God, and you are our God of grace. There is nothing that we can do that can separate us from your love. And we stand here calling you on that love, calling on your grace, and giving you all praise, glory, and honor, Lord. You have instructed us to do that, to remind you of your words to us. And Lord, so we come together humbly before you, but with boldness as well, because we're releasing all the powers in heaven to be around our brother in his time of need. He has already accepted whatever comes down as being your will. What a mighty man. What a humble man. Lord, we just give you all the praise, glory, and honor for shining your light into these dark regions, for bringing forth the truth whenever the father of lies and the father of deception believes that he has won this battle. You are going to show him that this battle's already been won. This battle was won at the cross. We're here following our instructions to follow your word. Timothy was called. Each and every one of us on this phone call have been called to do something. We are standing here in agreement. We are bound together. We are one body. And you have given us the authority to speak these things into this world, into this situation. And Lord, we thank you that you are a God of your word, that you do as you say you're going to do. And you are the one that is going to be glorified through it. And we are just going to be so overjoyed as a people in this nation is going to come together. And we can all come before you on our faces, humbly seeking guidance so that we can continue this work that you have put before each and every one of us. And that Tim can go forward with his work, no matter what position he may have. His position is one with us as part of the body of Christ, and we will move forward and be honored in the process. Just knowing, Lord, that you never leave us nor forsake us. And you are all and all to each and every one of us. And that through this, the world is going to see, yes, indeed. Yeah, we are standing on your word, Lord. We're not standing on any words that our founding fathers may have put together. You had blessed us with this nation. You had given us an opportunity, Lord, to have a nation that would be representative of your kingdom here on earth. Forgive us, Lord, for where we have fallen short, and strengthen us and give us the wisdom and the guidance, Lord, to move from this point on and to move forward as you would have us. Help us, Lord, to constantly seek your face and ask for the Spirit to speak, not ourselves and our knowledge and wisdom and, you know, everything that we believe that we have, Lord. But help us to surrender to your spirit so that you can speak through us at every given moment. Lord, we just want to praise and thank you for all the miraculous things that you have done and for all the miraculous things that are coming about. And just embrace Tim right now and give him that sense of peace and encouragement. And just let him know that it is your breath and your spirit that is within him, and it is your breath and it is your spirit, and it is your strength that is going to bring him from that courthouse and be thrown into the arms of the people of this nation that are waiting to embrace him and give him a time of rest and recuperation as the rest of us take up this, I hate to say fight, but to take up this life that you have given us and live it and show others by thy might and thy power and thy love. Thy ways are the ways that will bring us to the points that we need to be. And we just pray this in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Just give you all the glory. Thank you. Blessed Jesus.
Glory. Glory, glory. John Underwood, last week I I missed you. I know you have difficulty in and out with the call. I don't have you muted, and I have several places, or somebody else is on your line also. So I would like for you to step up, if you would, sir.
Okay. Praise the Lord. It's great to hear all the prayers so far. Thank you, Jesus. And I've got, I don't know if you're still on the line, John, but I've got a word from the Lord for you. And the first one is that he is a shield about you, the glory and the lifter of your head. And so as you go into court, be aware of that shield about you. And also, the word says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mighty power. Thank you, Lord, that, that you have given us your angels as ministering spirits to minister to your people in their time of need. So, Lord, in this Tim's time of need, we ask that your ministering angels would be sent forth in power to as Wade said that they would even appear to the judge, and we agree with that, Lord, that that should be done. That that's your the word for the angels, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, Lord, how you're going to bring forth the victory, Lord. I know you told me at when he first entered the jail that his life was being protected from being threatened, but Lord, we know that you have that under control, and we ask you to bring him forth and be that he be completely released to do your work, Lord, this nation. Lord, we know your timing is perfect, and we just commit it into your hands, Lord, knowing that you're going to work everything out for good, for the best, Lord. We just thank you for the great victory that you've planned for this nation. Thank you, Lord, that you're sending forth your spirit in sending revival. And just ask you to continually be with Brother Tim Turner and let your holy presence overshadow him. Let him be kept in perfect peace, Lord. And give him the exact words to say at each moment. We thank you, Lord, for his life. And thank you for sending John and others to go testify on his behalf. And pray that you'll speak your words through them also, Lord. And let's work this whole thing out for your glory. We just give you praise now and commit it all to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
This is Michael Latimer.
Yes, I'm here.
Have at it, my friend.
Well, all I would say is you guys have pretty well been hitting the nail pretty hard on right on the head. And
don't give up. Give him no quarter.
Yeah, right on. And I don't think he's got a chance. I don't know. I mean, Tim's got a chance. I mean, the other side doesn't have a chance. The dark side doesn't have a chance at all. But I want to share a couple things. One of them is I had a dream a number of months ago. And in the dream, I just was at a barbecue, and Tim was there, Tim Turner. And we were just enjoying the time. And it was just a nice sunny day, and we were just having a good time at a barbecue outside. It wasn't in his jail cell, I know that. So I'm hopeful that it's going to, I do believe it's going to end up just the way that we're that our prayers are being set. And I think the Lord's given us some insights to some of the special people here that to help us to raise our faith a notch or two to bring along. And I'm going to read a couple scriptures just to kind of help us out a little bit in that area, if that's okay. And they go right along with what we've been doing. But this is Matthew 7:7. Ask and will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened to you. this is Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what I have done to the fig tree, but you will also say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it will be done. For whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. And this is Matthew 18:18. It says, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. I am in the midst of them. Seven, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. And just one more here. These things I've written to you, believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. For this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask for anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we've asked from him. And Father, just right now, according to your promises and your word, we declare that righteousness will reign and that darkness will be overcome and that your light will shine and that your righteousness will come forth. And we come before the courts of heaven and we're knocking on your doors and we're just saying, give us justice. Give us righteousness. Give us what we're pleading for. And we ask you set Tim free, and that you would that you will come to those judges. You'll give them dreams or visions or whatever it would take to turn their hearts to make a righteous stand, that they, that you would warn them of the consequence of them making evil decisions. And we just believe you'll do that for us. We believe that we're that's part of your plan, and we're just calling it in. And we're just thanking you in advance for what you're going to do, that you will help us, and that you will go forward, and that you will be with us, and you'll help us to bring this nation back to what you would have it be. That the Lord gave me a vision about 15 years ago where I saw the Lord Jesus stretch out his hand over our nation. He just said two words. He said, be healed. And I know that's coming. That's his word. His word does not go out and return void, but it'll go out and accomplish all it was sent to do. And we're just thanking you for that. That's part of this, part of healing our nation and turning us back to you. Yeah. We just thank you that you're going to do it. We thank you for all the changes that are coming. You've got things coming we can't even imagine. And we're just thanking you in advance for what you're going to bring on our nation, the blessings and the changes.
Dear God, thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Monty?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
The floor is yours, sir.
Okay? Can you hear me okay, Wade?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you on behalf of my president, James Timothy Turner. Father, at the very beginning of this prayer, I'm going to ask you to protect all of us on this call from retaliation and Leviathan, Father. Father, I also ask that you help us discern what we need to repent for, any sins that the Republic has done, knowingly or unknowingly, to allow any of this attack on ourselves and on our president. Father, I ask that you be present in that courtroom, that you have some of your mightiest warring angels alongside James Timothy Turner, and that because he is there, your whole courtroom, inside the courtroom, outside the inside the courthouse, and surrounding the court in the courtyard will be legion or legions of angels. And Father, I also ask that every time somebody speaks a non-truth or tries to lead in a lie, anything in that courtroom, that one of those angels standing alongside Timothy Turner will reach out and strike that person, and the judge will see the strike. He will literally see it with his physical eyes, and that he will sit there shaking and trembling like he's never shook or trembled in his life. Father, I ask that you expose the sins of the prosecution, the sins of those that were in the Republic that went against our president, and expose them to the highest degree. Father, that you bring justice on their own heads according to their own words and according to their own actions. Father, I speak total, and I mean total peace, total comfort, total at easiness of spirit, body, and soul with coming into that courtroom with total rest of President James Timothy Turner and those he's called to be as his witnesses. Father, you have done miracles in Viv Gwynn's physical heart. Father, she has worked her heart out for this republic, as John Rockwell has worked on helping develop this republic, and there are other person that is there to be a character witness for Tim Turner. Father, we ask that you vindicate James Timothy Turner, that he be released, that he be compensated 7 times. Or 1,000 times for everything the enemy has stolen from him, from his family, in finances, in peace, in security, in property, and in health. Father, I just come before you believing with everything in me that my president, James Timothy Turner, is 100% innocent of the charges against him. And he's only guilty of serving you to the best of his ability. Father, I ask that when James Timothy Turner is released, that you put somebody alongside him with the gift of discerning of spirits that he can trust completely, and that can, that person can completely trust and hear you, that nothing like this ever has a chance of happening again, that James Timothy Turner will know in advance everything the enemy is trying to do, and that like the story that Wade talked about, the old prophet could see the angels, but the young one couldn't. Father, I don't see those angels yet, but I want to. I don't hear those angels, but I want to. I want to be a servant of yours, is worthy of being called a servant. So, Father, I ask you to be with everybody on this call. Give them courage, strength, boldness, Father. Holy Ghost boldness, Father. Peace in their spirit, strength in their soul, and surround them with protecting angels, Father, that nothing can come against them and their property, Father. The enemy has stolen from some of us on this call multiple times in multiple years, and we call back the reward of at least 7 returns for everything he's stolen. So, Father, I thank you for the ability to have this call, for the ability to be on this call, and for the ability to be able to call you Father. Father, I thank you for your love. Father, I ask for your holy anger to deal with this corporate law system. Your holy anger, Father. Because right now I'm sensing anger, and I'm sensing it in a way that makes me uncomfortable. Father, release your anger upon that system and destroy the injustice of it and bring forth a legal, lawful, honest court system in our republic and in our nation. And these things I ask in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Wait, I should have prayed against the whole deaf and dumb spirit.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, don't let that deaf and dumb spirit have any control over any of the important things in this court case whatsoever. Father, I bind it up. I bind this ability to work against James Timothy Turner and everybody that is there to be there to protect him and to witness for him. Father, if the deaf and dumb spirit works, work on the prosecuting attorneys and on the judge. And Father, if you need to strike him dead, that's fine with me.
Yes, I think so.
And that I pray in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Powerful. Powerful.
Wade?
Yes.
Okay. This is Wayne Bachman, one of the reps from Oregon. I'd also like to offer a prayer whenever it's convenient.
Go right ahead.
Okay. We'll do.
I'm kind of jumping around on the list as the Lord leads, but, you know, he led you to go out. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't know the time frame. And
we're going to be on here as long as anybody wants.
Okay. All right. Father in heaven, as one of thy servants, as a holder of the Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthood, both, someone who tries to be humble and be a good servant, Father, will thou please do as these good men have asked in their prayers? I, too, have a spirit of anger for what has happened to Tim Turner with no just cause whatsoever. At least that is my personal belief. In the name of the Aaronic priesthood and the Melchizedek priesthood, wilt thou please do as these men have said and asked? Bring thy legions of angels and bear witness in whatever manner is necessary and expedient for justice to take place. With the striking dumbness or violence or peace, however, whatever it is, in thy personal best interest and in thy own wisdom, do whatever is necessary for justice to take place as thy will be done. And I ask this, that we may get the republic up and rolling and have a righteous government restored again, that this corporate government will collapse from its own corruption and allow those of us who want to live peaceably, lawfully, to be able to do so. And let the warring factions of society war amongst themselves. Let the wicked destroy the wicked and leave the rest of us alone. Let it be a house cleaning party. That is what I personally call it, a house cleaning party. Let the wicked destroy the wicked so the rest of us can live in peace. And I ask and say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Pete Moak. Yes. Yeah, John.
There is a prayer warrior in Indiana, Brenda Owens, that wants to pray as well. So maybe after Pete, maybe she can pray.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't see a lot. There's a lot of that are just wireless callers, John. You know how it goes. I'm going down and calling on everybody that I see and recognize either by number or name. And then I'm going to open it up. But and what was her name again?
Okay. Her name's Brenda Owens. She's from Indiana.
Brenda Owens. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I figured you'd recognize her. Thank you, sir.
All right. This Pete, since you're going to be out there, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go cause some havoc in heavenlies, will you?
Well, I would like to say one thing. There's been pretty well a uniform theme of agreement, and let me just remind, if we didn't know this already, this is a very neat truth to learn. In Revelation, the 13th chapter, it tells us that there were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels. That translates into, if you can't do the math real quick in your head, 100 trillion. It later says that one-third of the heavenly host fell and went with Lucifer. That's about 33 trillion. Now, in spite of what it sounds like, the Bible also said that if one believer can put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000. So that tells us that agreement is logarithmic, which means if we have 12 believers agreeing, we have more spiritual authority than all of hell combined.
Praise God.
Yeah, glory. I like that. Preach.
If we have that, and, you know, why did he have 12 disciples? I mean, there are spiritual laws and spiritual truths that, you know, that he's starting in these last days to reveal to his church. And one of them is that, I mean, that's a very plain statement in Revelations. I believe it's the 12th, 13th chapter. It gives the exact number, and it translates into 33 trillion. Well, if you start off as one believer believing can put 1,000 to flight, he said 10,000. The principle that it's trying to show us is that its agreement is logarithmic. It's not an arithmetic progression. It's a logarithmic. It's powers of 10, which means that, as a matter of fact, it's almost 12 believers believing have more spiritual authority almost than 100 times the content of hell. I mean, it's overkill. It's overkill.
Well, there's 52 of us on the call.
Well, all we got to do is believe. All we got to do is agree with each other and believe. And let's pray. Father,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, we do believe and we do agree, Lord, and we come against this foul demonic oppression that has blanketed the earth in darkness. Father, this is not this is not the devil's world. It was God's world. The devil didn't create this. God created it. The devil didn't give the earth to man. God gave it to man, and through man's sin, the devil had hold of it. This country does not belong to the devil. We claim it for the Lord. This
Amen.
Republic, this republic is dedicated to God. The devil has no right on this. This is the only government on planet Earth whose sole law form is based on your holy word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we can come boldly to the throne of grace, boldly in the time of mercy. Father, we need a touch. We need it now, and we serve the same God that has not changed. He has not changed. When Joshua was in the field and they were losing the battle, and he spoke to the moon and the sun that it hastened not to go down, and the sun stood still. Father, we believe that you are the same God that can do the same magnitude of miracle. We're believing, Father, and agreeing with all of these brothers that there is a divine, angelic revelation to this judge. We take authority over every type of demonic oppressive spirit. We've been in that place. It's like the inside of an Egyptian tomb, the demonic oppression there. We break every power, every principality. Father, we have been given the name that is above all name, that at that name every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Lord, it's able to pull down principalities, strongholds, spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against it, and we believe, everyone on this call, we believe, Father, for victory. We take authority over the demonic power, Father, and we speak liberty to our president. We speak a liberty to our nation, Father. We speak it upon our republic. We believe, Father, whenever we go out of there, we will have a complete victory, and that President Turner will be loosed with time served. That's what I'm believing for, that he'll walk out of there and it'll be loosed with time served, Father, and that you will bless and anoint and pour an anointing upon this republic and upon everybody and every branch of government, and we will do great and mighty things. And just like in the book of Acts, the Spirit of God worked them, confirming the word with signs following. In the name of Jesus, and I yield. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen, amen,
amen. Amen.
Glory. Glory. Ms. Owens, you're one of these wireless callers, I'm sure. Speak up.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hi. Oh. Sorry, John kind of surprised me there. Abba Father, first of all, we just want to acknowledge you and acknowledge your presence here with us. And we just want to tell you that we love you and we give you all honor and glory and praise. And Father, we're so thankful that you love us so much. That you just bend over backwards to work with us and to show us the truth, and that you're so long-suffering and merciful with us. Mm-hmm. Father God, we just claim the protection of the blood of Jesus over all your people. And Father, we lift up John and the others that are going down there, Father, as they go into that evil place. We claim the protection of the blood of Jesus over each one of them. Father God, we pray for a wall of fire and a wall of blood to be round about each one and round about President Turner. Father God, we are placing ourselves voluntarily, completely under your jurisdiction. And Father, every one of them are coming in under the authority that you gave them. Father God, I pray that you will anoint them, that you will strengthen them by your resurrection power, and that you will help them to stand with the president in spirit, even though their physical words may not say much, that they'll be there with supporting him in spirit as he goes through this. Father God, we're continuing to agree with the others that you're going to have your holy angels round about the place, Father, that there will be more angels there. There'll be angels just like when Elijah told his servant to look. When you open the servant's eyes, they'll be all over. There'll be more angels than there will be enemy. Father God, we don't know what the outcome's going to be, but Father God, they've been giving fair warning. Father God, I pray that you will make it plain and clear to them what they are doing and the consequences of their choices. Father God, we just thank you so much for how you have used this. We thank you so much how you have orchestrated, how you have matured many of your children, Father, how you have weeded out those who had evil intentions. And Father, we thank you and we praise you how you have protected us. Father, we continue to declare and stand with you that your will be done. We do believe with all our heart that our president will be released. We don't know if it's just at this time or later on, but we do believe that he's going to come back to us. Father, we've been asking you to show us, just as I believe it was Monty said, that if there's anything else that we need to do that we're not thinking right, that you need to correct this. Father, we ask that you reveal it to us. But Father, we have been standing like you told us to do. We have been standing. We have been trying to obey you. We have been trying to repent of the things that you have shown us. We have been trying to learn your commands. We've been trying to learn your statutes. We have been trying to learn the Constitution. We have been trying to learn what the Republic is all about and to come back to you fully with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Father, I just ask that you just help us to stand. And Father, we're waiting for you to fulfill your promises. And we're waiting for you to fulfill everything, every word that you've spoken, every prophecy that has been prophesied. Father, we continue to pray for our leadership, that you will help them to stand strong. And Father, no matter what, we're trusting you. We love you. We thank you again for everything that you are doing. And we praise you. We pray that you will anoint everyone else that prays on this call, Father God. You will form the prayers within them. You will hit them. You will hit them hard with the Holy Spirit, with the heavy anointing, Father God, to hit the throne. Father God, we need for you, so for your power to fall upon your people, to awaken your people. Father God, to show your people the truth. Father, we pray and bind up that principality over Montgomery there. That is a stronghold. We pray, Father, these evil, wicked, demonic powers will be bound now in the heavenlies. We pray their cords would be cut. We pray that the spirit of truth would be released and would be permeating within the whole courtroom, that it will convict everyone there, Father God, that those who are captives but are searching for the truth will be released. We command it now in Jesus' mighty name. We pray that throughout all this, that Jesus, you will take the captives back, that you will set them free. We pray that you will use this mightily for your glory and for your honor. And we thank you so much that we are your children. We thank you and we praise you and we ask all of this in Jesus' mighty name, the name above all names, to whom everyone is going to bow at the knee. And we thank you again. Amen.
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 Amen. Hey, Wade?
Yes, sir.
Her better half wants, or her other half, I won't say better half, wants to pray as well. So his name is Dan.
Well, Dan, go at it.
I'm unmuted. Am I unmuted?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Wade. Father, we just come to you again in agreement. And Father, we acknowledge our need of you. We acknowledge our need of a Savior. Father, we love you. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for your truth, that your truth will prevail over all things. And Father, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, that the work has been done, that the victory has been won, that this thing has been settled in heaven years ago, 2,000 years ago, when your Son came out of the grave victorious over hell and death and sin. We claim the victory of the cross in Jesus' name, and we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We acknowledge, as Isaiah did, that our righteousness is as filthy rags. We acknowledge, Father, our need, our great need of you and our great need of your truth and understanding, Father. And in the name of Jesus, right now, we bind the spirit of false prophecy that has prophesied over James Timothy Turner and over this republic to doom it right now in Jesus' name, we bind that spirit of false prophecy that has tried to curse James Turner and tried to curse this republic, your republic. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we cast you to the pit. You have no authority. In Jesus' name, you have no authority. You have no authority over President Turner. You have no authority over God's republic, and you have no authority over his people. We will not permit. And Father, we pray right now, we also bind the spirit of fear that wants to come upon your people, that wants to try to crush us and oppress us. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we cast you to the pit. We command you to leave God's people alone. Father, we pray now that you would send the three witnesses that are going into that courtroom, that you would go before them with your holy angels, with your Holy Spirit, that you would anoint them, Father, that you would walk in the courtroom, that they would walk in confidence, not cocky, but in confidence, Father, of the assuredness of the blood of Jesus covering them, and the hosts of heaven. Father, you have shown me the hosts of heaven. It is tremendous, Father, that you cover that building that I'm in Alabama now with the host of heaven, Father. And I pray that we know that that is a dark place. That was the center of rebellion in this nation over 150 years ago. Father, we pray that it be brought down, that the rebellion be brought down now once and for all for this nation, Father. We have repented and we have given it to you. Father, we thank you and we praise you for what is going to happen. We praise you that your purpose will be purposed in this courtroom. Satan, you have no authority. The Spirit of God will prevail in what needs to take place. We're not looking at anything. We're not going in with any preconceived ideas other than God will prevail, and his purpose for this nation, for this republic, will be accomplished. That those men and those women that have done this, not only to our president who is innocent, but to millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of other Americans, that they will understand what they attempt to condemn James Timothy Turner on, they will be pronouncing upon themselves, Father. I pray that you stir them, that you rend the heavens, that they understand fully what they are about to do. And we claim it now in the heavenlies. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You two need to come on the prayer call more often. I know you should. You pray like I do, okay? So, I'm all for you being in the midst of us and joining us and doing battle. There's a friend that Robert Zulaga and I have, his name is Jim, and he says he looks for people of like blood. And I looked at him and I says, I believe I know what that means, but tell me. He says, people that have been covered by the blood of the Lamb. And, we are men and women that have been purchased by that blood, and we can stand in righteousness, we can stand in boldness, and we can face the hordes of hell because they that are with us are greater.
Wade?
Yes.
Yes. This is Wayne Bachman again, Oregon.
Yes.
I've had an observance here, and I want to share it, and that is, I am not one who is gifted with the tongue. I am not one who is a good public speaker and so on, and I have a difficulty expressing a lot of my thoughts a lot of times, and this to me has just, it has been a blessing just to be on this call to hear everybody's thoughts. Maybe I don't express everything that I feel, but somebody else catches certain thoughts and feelings. Somebody else will catch another set of certain thoughts and feelings. It's all of us acting as a family, if you want to call it that, because that's what we are. This is, as my personal beliefs are, we are about at the end of the 6,000 years and almost ready to start the millennium. And the corruption is going to be brought down at the end of this 6,000 years and starting the millennium, there will be no more corruption. We're right at the verge of all of this happening. And to me, it is just a blessing to be on this call and hear everybody, not just any one individual, but everybody has their own contributions and feelings, and we're unifying, and you know, all of us sharing our gifts, our feelings, if you will, to have a one unified family of feelings, even if you want to call it that. You know,
well, it's a voice. You need to start listening to our prayer calls. We're like this every week. Sometimes
well,
we get downright crazy radical.
Well, yeah. See, I don't believe in being radical. Well, I guess that depends upon the definition of radical. Yes,
radical,
I am a radical myself. I am very much of a radical myself. But I try to be, you know, I have a difficulty harnessing my spirit, but yes, I do have a, I want to jump and shout too, but I do try to restrain myself and keep myself in such a manner that other people can tolerate me.
Well, there's some on this call that's hard to tolerate, but I won't name names.
Well, anyway, I just, you know, we are about at the end of this last 6,000-year period before the millennium starts, and it is just good to be a part of it. You know,
well, a snippet for you. And
okay.
A lot of people that are on this call regularly know that I actually believe that those of us in the Republic were not particularly being trained to take over now, but to be trained to take over during the millennium. I've said that. I still say it.
Mm-hmm.
He has to have men and women who will walk in righteousness
mm-hmm.
that are trained up to be congressmen, senators, governors, mayors, leaders of 1,000, leaders of 10,000, that come before him in worship and to run his government. He's still a god of government.
Right.
The enemy has a government, and he's a god of government. So,
right. And those are my exact feelings, too, that
yeah.
we are being trained for something coming up here in the future.
Yeah, far greater than what we are.
Yep.
Let me go on and pull a lady in. Judy, would you like to speak? Judy Mayer, would you like to pray? You've got yourself muted. I'll unmute you if you would like.
Thank you. Am I unmuted?
Yes, you are.
Okay. God bless you all. Father, I just thank you that it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, Lord God. Your spirit is our advocate, is our paraclete, Father. You are the divine attorney. You are not only that, you are the just judge. And Father, we call forth your word, your will in this matter, your perfect will, Lord. So it's all in harmony. Father, we stand in unity. We stand in kindness. We stand in honor. We stand for justice, Lord. We want your will and your word. Now, you've said in your word that you hasten your word to perform it. Father, we don't understand the fullness of the dimension of that word, but I've seen miracles happen because the word was sent. And I just stand with my brothers and sisters on this call tonight that we send that word into that courtroom. Father, I just pray for such a quickening to come over that judge who is going to meet a sentence, Father, that he will tremble within himself and that he will be so quickened to your righteousness, to your thoughts, Lord. We just ask that you just overcome him, that you take over for him, Lord. If you can speak through a jackass, you can speak through that judge, Father, and you can shape his thoughts, Father, to bring forth righteousness. There was another point, too. Oh, yes, Father, I just pray that those prosecutors, Father, would come under great conviction. Father, I pray that there would be heaping coals upon their heads for every unrighteous, unholy thought that would try to come out of them. Father, that you will convict them within and that their words will fall to the ground. Lord, that anything that isn't your word will fall to the ground and fail. And we send Tim strength and we send him holy love, Father, because it's by your works, it's by your will, it's by your power, Lord. There is none other power but yours. And we submit to it, we agree with it, we call it forth in every possible dimension, Lord, that your holy will be done and justice will be served, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I like your quoting of scripture. I had totally forgotten about that jackass.
Man.
That was great.
He's in office right now in D.C. you know, one of my favorite people, and people might think it's almost a strange relationship because I love him so much, but he's a dear brother in the Lord, Robert Zuloaga. So often I use Robert to close because he has a way of capsulizing everything and bringing it about. But Robert, this is a time. I just feel that the Lord has got something on your heart, and will you bring it forth?
Good evening, all.
All,
you know, God is amazing. How he worked in and through his people is being so powerfully confirmed on the call tonight. I would just like to speak what I hear and what God has shown me this week as well. Each of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior have an indwelling authority of a believer. And President Turner has asked us to not pray for him, but pray for the will of God. Well, I want to just say what Scripture says about that so that we're clear in our authority, and there's over 50 of us on this call. And as we're clear and quiet in that authority, it is the authority that can become the manifestation and the reality in the court Wednesday morning. And in the Red Letter Bible, for those of you who have a Red Letter Bible, Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." And he says that, Jesus says that on the tail of speaking to our mountain. He says, "Most assuredly I say to you, whatever says to this mountain, be removed, and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." We have a mountain. We have a mountain, and that is the legal system in the court. We have the fact that the president is now at a sentencing hearing, in a hearing that he had no real opportunity to lay out his side of the affairs. So we just place this mountain before you, Jesus. As believers in the authority we have in you. And you go on further to confirm in your word how we have that authority. But I want to first read from Psalm 37. "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, he will bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but shall not, it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth." and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. As the three of you go into the lion's den on Wednesday morning, he says, the wicked plot against the just and gnash at him with his teeth. Well, the Lord laughs, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, to slay those who are upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. So we go to John 15, and I believe Mr. Latimer from Washington quoted this scripture. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. It's that place of abiding that we have our authority. He goes on to say over in John 14, he just keeps confirming it over and over and over in his word. It says in 14:13, and whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Then in 15, over at 15:16, he says, to that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. And he says that from that place, as each of you know, that we didn't choose God. God chose us. He said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. So, Heavenly Father, you have appointed each of us in the area of the mountain of government. You have appointed us to bear fruit, fruit that remains for your kingdom. So we humbly come before you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you have chosen us, that you've called us to bear fruit, that you've told us to stand and occupy until you come. So Lord, come now as you hear the hearts and the prayers and the pleas of your saints here on this call. We just thank you in advance, Lord, that it is not a matter of what you will do. It is a matter of what you are doing. For now is that appointed hour. We stand in you. We stand in your authority. We stand with a firm gaze, and we claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. We have no doubt. We have no doubt in our hearts that you have the authority moving powerfully in and amongst us to execute and fulfill your mighty work that will be manifest in the court on Wednesday morning. We thank you, Lord, that for all of the spiritual battling that goes on, you stood in the front of the boat and you said, in the name of Jesus Christ, peace be still. You didn't say in the name of Jesus Christ. You just said, peace be still. So we speak to this court and we say, peace be still. Free President Turner, we thank you, Lord, for the power of strength he has been to us, he continues to be to us, and that as you release him now, Lord, we thank you that you surround him with mighty men of God who allow us to move from victory to victory, from overcoming to overcoming, as you fulfill what you would desire for America, for our people, for the world, as we go forth to make disciples of all nations. Lord, we believe that the meek shall inherit the earth. Your word says we shall inherit the earth. And it's time, Lord, that the structure that you've laid forth is manifest in the earth. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen,
sir. Grace Hill, and I might not be pronouncing it right, Alvarez. Would you like to pray?
Wait, yeah. This is Janine. That's my number doesn't come up as my name anymore.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I'm thinking about changing my name because God said he's going to give me a new name, so I'm just waiting for him to tell me. So, Janine, I think you ought to pray.
Well, Wade, I have never been a public prayer, but I do pray for our president every night, every single night. It's quiet. I don't have to think about the work I have to do, and I'm alone in my thoughts. And I pray for him. I pray that those angels stay with him, around surrounding him on his shoulders. Forever. He's not done. He's got a lot of work to do. I know God has got a big plan for Tim. He's my friend. This hurts. It hurts my heart. And I don't really talk out loud about it very well. I'm not going to. I'll let you have this. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. You know, there's several people that are on my prayer call. Matter of fact, Chuck's on right now, and he seldom prays, but his contribution, he's praying with himself and to the Lord and lifting us up as we pray, and it's always, always felt in an encouragement. Let me call some people that I don't know. Terry Willis, would you like to pray?
Yes, I would. Before I do, I'd just like to give you some background on something I learned today. I was listening to the Oasis Network radio. It's a spiritual radio channel that's a teaching channel, so to speak. It's based out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, where there's a mighty move of the Holy Spirit always going. And I certainly don't understand everything about how the Holy Spirit works and moves in our lives. But I heard a teaching today that paralleled what I'd heard before, and it was about how we can speak a blessing and it will change things. And this particular Bible scholar, author who was being interviewed on the road show, you can listen to this, it's hour long, comes on every day, Monday through Friday at noon, Oklahoma time. You can go to Oasis Network Radio on the internet, and you can listen to the archives of today's shows. It'll give you more background about how I'm going to pray. But the story goes, this gentleman told about how we can pray, and it allows the Spirit of God to move. And prayer changes things, and you know, God is love. He is love, and he wants us to recognize our enemy and pray for those that are seeming to be the problem or coming against us or whatever you would call it. But he told a story about some people that prayed a blessing over the people that were operating this bar or nightclub. I don't want to go into all the details. But anyway, within a couple of days after praying a blessing over this situation, this business that wasn't godly, we don't want to, curse the people that are running that situation or running that business. We want to pray a blessing over them. And then, because we know that Satan is working through the people, and it's not the people. God's not finished with those people yet. But if we pray a blessing over them, then the Holy Spirit can move, and he can change the things and change the hearts of men and change the outcome of what we face. And within 2 days of praying a blessing over that situation at the bar, it was emptied out and a for sale sign put in front. Well, what we need to pray for is a blessing for those that are appearing in the natural to be coming against our friend and our colleague, our president, James Turner. They don't know what they do. But if we pray a blessing over them, we've got a couple more days before the Holy Spirit can clear out that court, and he can put a for sale sign on the building. If you
Amen.
Want to read into it what I'm talking about. So, as I said before, I don't know everything there is to know about how God works, how he moves. I know that I want to understand all these things. I have had 7 strong years of teaching, a lot more than most people. And I do understand that we can pray. And I can tell you that the Holy Spirit has already shown me that he is with us tonight. because we've come together in unity, and I believe that he's going to do a mighty work in that courtroom. So we come boldly before your throne, Father in heaven. We pray a blessing over these people that have been operating as a corporation, and they have caused great damage to your people that are your children that have received you as Lord. We just pray, thanking you that you're not finished with those people yet. We pray a blessing over their lives so that there is still time for you to change their hearts and for the love of God to move, and as it's been prayed already before, for a manifestation to happen in that place, for an encounter of the love of God to cause your glory to come down and to change the structure of everything that's going on in that place. I would just pray that the love of God would move in that place and people would be filled with joy because they made a decision to stand up for what was right and bring a sentence to our colleague, our friend, our loved one, James Timothy Turner, to set him free, because they know it was the right thing to do, that there was no other circumstances to choose from but to set him free, because God told them to set him free. And I just pray, believing that they will, and I just give you praise, honor, and glory for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all the good things that you do for us, even the small things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Powerful word. Good word. Greg, is it Sweets? Craig, would you like to pray? Greg Sweats. That's Sweets, looks like. Or whoever's on that line. Okay. Let me go on. Another name I'm not that familiar with, Will Smith. Will, would you like to lift up a prayer?
Will Smith's on the call? Wow.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sir, I'm not really good doing this out in public. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm here in support.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on. I like to give everybody an opportunity, and there's more than I can give tonight. But thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Tomas Zanzola. Thomas, would you like to pray?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you for having a call tonight. I just pray to our Father God that I stand in unity with my brothers and sisters in praying a blessing over this situation and over this corporation, that your will be done, and that you would move on behalf of your people to let your will be done. That's what's on my heart tonight. I pray for God's will in this situation, and people move in a mighty way. Amen.
Amen. That's fine. Nancy, I say you got on a little late, but you've been on for over 20 minutes. I know you've heard what we're doing, so what's on your heart, Nancy, to pray for the president?
I guess it's the flip side of praying for those to have a blessing. What came to me is, and I think that there are many people in the situation that God does want to bless, and he does want to use the situation to draw them to himself. But I also believe, as in 1 Samuel, it talks about when people touch God's anointed,
yep,
it's serious business. And I believe that there could be several,
amen,
there who on purpose have come against God's anointed. and they're in wickedness.
Yep.
And I just want to come against those. And as Nabal was coming against David, God's anointed, and he sent back, the Lord sent back to Nabal the wickedness that he sent forth to David. And I just want to take authority and agree tonight for those involved, every one of them in this situation that are standing against our president, God's anointed. I pray that the wickedness that they have sent out will return to them, and that through that, they will see the mighty hand of God, and God's perfect plan will be established for eternity. And when President Timothy gets let go and is free, that freedom is to remain for him to be able to walk and fulfill the plan that God has put on him as his anointed. And I just want to praise God for all that he's doing and every life on both sides that's being influenced for God's glory, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Cindy, would you like to pray? I don't think I've called on you yet. I've been writing everybody's name down. Cindy Rohan?
Sure, I'd say a prayer.
Yes.
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to know Timothy Turner, and please free him. Break the chains that are holding him. Take the mud out of the eyes of those who are trying him. Open the ears so they may hear the truth, that they may hear you, O Lord. You are our Savior, and we love you. We trust in you. We know you are there. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. All right, I'm going to call on a dear friend, and he was not part of the Republic. Loves the Lord, walks with angels, and has the gift of prophecy. David Templeton, I'd like for you to prophesy whatever the Lord's put in your heart tonight. Not a teaching, but whatever the prophetic word is over us and over this situation for James Timothy Turner. And I know you don't know him, but you know him in the spirit.
Okay. Well, what I saw was a square table. And I saw a judgment rendered and another judgment rendered. I said, what does this mean, Lord? He said, there will be a judgment rendered, but at the same time, it will be overturned by another judgment. That's what I understand. There is going to be some judgment made, but it will be overturned. It will be dismissed.
Glory to God.
I saw this.
I have the same one.
I have to pray more into what I'm seeing. If I get more understanding, I'll let Wade know so that he can get it out. But that's what I understand right now. There is judgment rendered. But it was like, here's this table. I saw a judgment come, and at the same time, I saw this other judgment come, and they hit the table, and that set him free. It shut down everything that was going on about this case. It was like, my understanding, something happened within the court system that made this thing to where the word, this is nonsense. This is, what is this? There's a judge involved in this that's not the judge that's going to judge this thing, that's looking at it and going, it's nonsense. This is stupid. What are they doing? You got a case that's made out of air. What is this? So that's my understanding right now. This is going to come out in a way where it's going to come out in freeing him, but it's coming from two different judgments at simultaneously. The only thing that I did understand about one thing, it's like this judge actually went to another judge and said, what did you think? And his judgment is going to be the judgment that's going to release him and saying, this is nonsense. They don't
so
have
there's actually
case.
Two different judges involved.
There are. Okay. Huh. Dan, did you know that for a fact? There's two different judges?
Wade?
Yes.
This is Jenny. There will be a different judge when the appeal is heard.
Okay.
Maybe that.
Because that's what I'm seeing this table with two judgments that they hit the table at the same time. That shut down the whole thing. Freeze him. He walks out.
Can I add something?
Please.
This is Judy, and I kind of wanted to come in and pray again. Because, one, I felt quickened to ask God to reverse the curse. Any curses that have come, directed toward Timothy by any source at all, that they would be reversed. And secondly, I was quickened to the story of Esther. And you know, Esther fasted and she prayed to save the Jews. And she risked her life because it was illegal and unlawful for her to go before the king. But she fasted, she and her maidens, and Mordecai, they all fasted. And then she went. And when she went, if you read the Jerusalem Bible, at first an anger was kindled against her because she showed up at a meeting that she wasn't invited to, and you needed to be invited by the king. But then he saw her demeanor, and his heart was softened, and he held out his scepter to her, and it was a scepter of life. And he said, you know, whatever you want, you know, to the half of the kingdom, I will give it to you. And so she explained the problem. Now, the king had already sent out a decree that the Jews should be killed. Okay, that they be attacked and killed. But after he heard her, the king, he was not able to undo that decree because it went out. But he made a second decree. This is the second one. This is perhaps that second judgment that we're talking, which actually then gave the Jews the chance to defend themselves. And the whole thing then was reversed. And the gallows that the Haman who had perpetrated against Mordecai and against the Jews was wound up hanged on his own gallows that he had prepared for others. So there, the second decree overrode the first one. It didn't negate it, but it was a higher order. And so I just pray for that higher order to be written by the authority of God, that there's a way of escape, there's a way of defense. And I was going to pray that just before this man started giving his vision. So there are two judgments there, but the second one overrides the first.
Well, let's disagree with you in prayer. Go ahead and pray it. We are in an Esther season. I don't know how many people understand that. I mean, Purim, you know, has come and gone, but we are in a Purim season. We're in a season of intercession where God is moving on behalf, and we are at what's called an Esther season, and the Esthers are being raised up around the world. So please, Judy, pray it.
Who's supposed to be praying?
Yeah, it's up to you. Yeah, I'm turning it back to you.
Oh, our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are that just judge. And we thank you that you are the King in all authority and power and beauty. And Father, we ask that your heart would be touched by all these prayers that have been prayed by people from the sincerity of their hearts, from the tips of their toes, Father. We ask, Father, for the freedom of this precious saint of yours who is so committed to serving you, Father. We ask for his freedom. We ask that the second judgment, Father, of the decree that comes to set him free, Father, be uttered and signed and sealed by the king's signet, by his ring of authority. Father, we pray this for Timothy because we're in agreement, in love for this man and for how dedicated he has been and how much of his life, Father, has been given to help others and free others and benefit others to, Father, his own detriment, for he's laid down his life for the people. So, Father, we thank you that a second decree is able to be given, and it's one of freedom, and we thank you for it.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Well, we are definitely at a point where the Lord is walking us into a new place, a new season, as it may, that he would allow us to walk in a place of faith that we've not had before. And in that place, he is giving us the opportunities to step forth and make declarations, decree a thing, that it would come in agreement, it will come to pass. Doors are opening that we have not seen. And a lot of you have not dealt with warfare in a way that I have kind of pushed it tonight. You do have authority over angels. Word's quite clear on it. We're going to judge them. But they're our fellow servants, and they're in position to be able to be dispatched and sent and called forth to do mighty works. So as the Lord gives each and every person utterance, and as they go forth these next couple days, please continue to be in prayer. Every chance you can, lift it up. I am asking that you would consider fasting maybe Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, however the Lord leads you. That and during that time period, take the opportunity to pray, and that God will open up his throne room, the treasures of his throne room. Several years ago, I had somebody come, who's a very renowned prophet, and come to my house and say he had given me the keys to the treasury. And I keep thinking it's finances, and the Lord's saying, no, the treasury is my word. The treasury is in the hearts of man. And that he wants to open up the hidden treasures that Daniel saw and others to every one of us, that we may be able to make a difference and change a nation. We're called to be nation changers. We're called to be men and women that's in God's who's who. Doesn't make any difference if our name's listed anywhere, but in God's who's who, that's the importance of it. So, we've gone 2 hours. If anybody else would like to pray, there's, several people on here that are teachers and pastors and everything, but I've tried to give a balance as the Lord led me to call on folks. But if anybody would like to pray and you'd like to speak up right now, we're going to take just a few more minutes before I close. All right. I want to encourage each and every person. What we've done tonight is come into agreement to the strongest bond there is, and that's being in agreement with God's word, with one another, to accomplish a thing. And it says, it's the easiest, one of the easiest scriptures, wherever two agree as touching anything they ask of the Father, it shall be given unto them. We're not asking for ourselves. We're asking the Father's will, that righteousness be served, and a man that is unjustly persecuted and prosecuted would be set free. And we've asked for the host of heaven to go forth. We've asked for, Lord, I ask for healing and mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and financially for James Timothy Turner and his wife, Lord, and those that are associated with him, Lord, that he comes out of this thing even stronger, with a greater resolve, with your hand being upon him. I know he's led many to you while being in the prison. He's discipled many while being in there, even while he was working on that which he had to do. So, Lord, I speak a blessing now. We've prayed many ways, but we speak now a blessing. We loosen a blessing over James Timothy Turner. We loosen rest. We loosen wisdom. And, Lord, that the host of heaven would even fill his cell room, that there would be angels there. He speaks to them. He sees them. They've actually saved his life on many occasions. And, Lord, that we would be able to be a part of your glorious work in this, and that in that you'd be glorified. And I thank you for this. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and King. There are still many more on the call that we could, you know, we could call on, but I believe that that we've covered most of it. I want to thank each and every one of you. If you'd like to play this back, the number is 530-881-1399. And Janine, as we close tonight, if you and I could get back on so you can make a copy of this for the archives.
Certainly.
You know how to do that already, don't you? I just need to give you the code.
Yes, I can do that. I'll actually post it under a special broadcast on the national site if you like.
All right. Well, here's the host code.
Don't do it now. We'll talk after you're done. Okay.
Thank you. I mean, because I'd gladly change it again. So, you know, that we can have this for a record. Yes, John.
I'll send it to Janine for you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, John. That'd be good.
You know, so you have to go out of the call, come back in, go to history recordings, and then it'll pull this one up. Then you go over to where you want to save it, and you save it as to your computer.
Right.
And, you know, so. And, you know, and like I said, you might want to post it and make it available. I pray, John, that you will let Tim know that we have been praying, we're standing, and that we might not have been able to be there or support in the financial way that we wanted to, but in spirit and our heart, we have been there for him, and we shall continue to be so.
I think he knows that already.
Yeah. All right, if there's no one else, people are leaving very rapidly now. So let me close this up. Matter of fact, John, you opened us. Why don't you close us now? You've heard a whole lot tonight. So let's just make it a complete circle.
That'll work, I guess. Thank you, Lord, for everybody's prayer to you tonight. If it isn't already understood, James Timothy Turner is a very special man. We're making that known by agreeing that he is by what we've said tonight, and we don't have to tell you anything because you already know that. Give us all rest this evening, and keep us safe as we continue tomorrow, and give President Turner rest as well, to where he can be rested for his date on Wednesday. And thank you for being yourself. Thank you for being God. And thank you for sending your son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for being on tonight. If I didn't call you, don't take offense. I was being led by the Spirit as I felt the Spirit was telling me. So I appreciate all your prayers. I appreciate your participation. And I know many of you have other duties on Monday nights, but you're all welcome to come on to our prayer call. It's the same number, same participation code. So we'll be praying for each and every one of you as we pray, not just particularly by name, but by position and place and for those involved. And many of you we lift up, you know, individually. So I pray that the Lord will give you rest, give you peace, restore this time.
Yes.
And let the sweet breath of the Lord be upon you this night like a fan, like a ceiling fan, that it be the breath of the Lord.
Amen.
That he would comfort you, keep you in a place of sweet love and presence, that his glory would shine on each and every person. And as darkness, as things get darker, please recognize that even if you don't feel your light is very strong, a dim light in darkness lights the way. So, be willing to light the way for somebody. So with that, I thank you. I'm turning the recording off at this